Happy May Day, brothers and sisters. Happy May 1st. It's been an incredible day. It's been an incredible week. My name is Bill Saunders. I'm the president of the Vancouver and District Labor Council, and I'd like to welcome you here tonight to the May Day dinner. I think we're going to have an interesting evening tonight because we have with us tonight some exceptional leaders in the labor movement, in the political movement, and in the social movements in Canada and the United States. And I think in the circumstances that we're living in, which I like to refer to as interesting times, we need to discuss some of the tactics and things that we have to employ. So, first of all, I'd like to start off by giving some thank yous. I really owe a couple of people. We were hoping to have a meeting or a speaker here tonight from Rebuilding the Left, but Gordon Campbell couldn't make it tonight. You know, brothers and sisters, he's done something for us that we've been unable to do for the past 3 years, and that's unite the labor movement and social movements against this government. You know, his arrogance and his stupidity have really worked in our favor this way. We're always going to have opposition. We'll always have opposition. The social and progressive movements will always be opposed. But we can only hope that the opposition is as stupid as Gordon Campbell and that band of cronies that he's got in Victoria. That's the best we can hope for. And that they will make strategic blunders and errors like this government has made. Because, brothers and sisters, that's exactly what I think has happened here. They've made a huge mistake. They have totally and utterly underestimated the response of the hospital workers. And it's been a magnificent response. The hospital workers, I think, won this struggle when they stood up to Gordon Campbell. There's no doubt in my mind that the Liberals have lost. The question is, how much damage are they going to suffer before they realize it? That's the issue. And we're going to make sure that they suffer sufficient damage, believe me. The labor movement is now totally united, and I'm really happy to say that, because it's been a struggle to get here, believe me. This government has done a lot of damage and they've sown a lot of harm in society and inside the labor movement. But you know, we are on the mend and we thank them very much, and we thank the Hospital Employees Union for calling the bluff of this government, because it's allowed us to get behind them. Brothers and sisters, we had a tremendous day today. I think everybody realizes that the spirit and the momentum has truly changed. As a matter of fact, one of the announcements I'm trying to make here tonight is I need to find 10 people who are willing to get up at 6:30 on Monday morning and picket the liquor distribution branch so we can shut it down. So if you're willing to do that at 6:30, I've got a job assignment for you, because we are going to see a series of actions unfold within the labour movement that are going to send a clear and utterly clerical, kind of crystal clear message to the Liberal government. And that message is the labour movement is totally united behind the hospital workers, that we are not going to accept anything less than a fair and square deal for those workers. And if you try to take us on, we're more than willing to accommodate you. But that's pretty much all I've got to say. You guys get to hear from me quite a lot, and you don't get to hear from some of the people that we've got here tonight. This is some of the senior leadership, as I said, of the labor movement and of the social movements and the political movements, and I think they've got something important to tell us. So I'd like to introduce a sister that I've known for quite a few years. All the social activists inside the Canadian Labor Congress get to know one another, even though we reside in various different provinces. And I got to know this sister quite a few years ago. I have tremendous respect for her. I think a lot of you know of her. If you've heard her name, you may get a chance to meet and talk with her tonight. It's Sister Barb Byers, and she is the former president of the Saskatchewan Government Employees Union. That's when I got to know her. She became the president of the Saskatchewan Federation of Labour, a position she held for 14 years, and recently at the last Congress she was elected executive vice president of the Canadian Labour Congress I'd like to introduce Sister Barb Byers.